Now, EPA says the rule is needed to protect water quality and human health and calls the rule justified under the Clean Water Act. But Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says just the opposite is true.
If anyone thinks that that EPA has the best interest of farmers and ranchers in mind, I think they need to really look closely at those waters of the United States. It doesn't matter what promises an agency makes. The proof's always in the pudding.
Ag groups continue to complain that requiring farmers and ranchers to have permits to use their own land is costly, unfair, and unworkable.
Having something like this waters of the United States exposes a lot of farmers and ranchers to a lot of liability and you know, a lot of cost, and it really exceeds the authority in the Clean Water Act. So I think if people haven't commented yet, they need to. This is the time to engage.
Thousands have commented, and lawmakers from both parties have tried unsuccessfully to stop the penny rule, and Backus doubts even the election can change things.
You've still got to get the EPA to abide by the law, and unfortunately, this is an administration that has picked and choose. They pick and choose which laws they want to abide by and which ones they want to enforce, and hopefully this doesn't end up in the courts.
Where Backus and others feel EPA could again interpret a mixed ruling as favorable and continue to implement its new rule. In the meantime, congressional Republicans will continue to press for legislative reforms to require House and Senate approval of rules with a big impact. The bill the House passed sets the threshold at $100 million. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.